believe we now have the knowledge to end the coronavirus pandemic worldwide, to end the lockdowns, get all of our economies of the world back to work, and halt the depopulation and economic warfare efforts that were unleashed by this biological weapon by the communist Chinese regime. This is Mike Adams here from pandemic.news, and I've been researching this pandemic and modeling it with very accurate pandemic projection models from January of this year. And I was an early advocate of the lockdowns, because at that time, that was the only way we knew to stop the replication of the virus and prevent millions of deaths which would have occurred in the United States if this spread were not mitigated. But now, after extensive research, additional modeling, and new information that has come to light, I am convinced that we can stop this virus using solutions that are available right now or easily manufactured in the United States or other local countries around the world. And in this mini documentary, I'm going to share with you the four simple things that we can create or manufacture that I believe will halt this pandemic, end the lockdowns, and get our world back to work with very few deaths. Those four things begin with, number one, masks. So we need everyone who returns to work to wear a mask. The purpose of the mask is not to prevent an uninfected person from catching an infection, but rather to prevent an asymptomatic carrier from inadvertently spreading aerosolized particles of the virus that infect other people. But the only way to achieve that, since we don't yet know exactly who is infected, hence the term asymptomatic carriers, is to have everyone wear a mask. And if everyone wears a mask, then those who are infected, as they talk, instead of spraying viruses out into the air, they're really containing that spray in their own mask, where they themselves are re-inhaling their own viral fragments, which doesn't matter to them. If they're asymptomatic, they're already basically immune, even though they're infectious to others. In the United States of America, we aren't used to wearing masks like Asian nations are. Well, I've lived in Taiwan and I've toured throughout Asia, and it's very common for people to wear masks. So they adopted very quickly, and that's one of the reasons why the growth of this virus was slowed in places like Singapore and Taiwan and Japan compared to other Western nations like Spain and Italy, the UK, and the United States. So widespread production and distribution of masks is the first part of this equation, but it's not enough by itself. The second thing, and this is what's being censored everywhere, is zinc. Now, zinc is a trace mineral. Even in very tiny amounts, it blocks the replication of coronaviruses inside your own body because it inhibits what's called RNA polymerase activity. This is published science. It's out there. If you look at zinc and viruses and RNA polymerase replication, you'll find hundreds of published studies that talk about zinc's ability to inhibit the replication of viruses both inside the human body and in cell cultures outside the body. It's well known to be a very potent antiviral mineral, and it's very affordable, and it's very abundant. As much as one-third of the crust of our planet is made of zinc. Zinc is incredibly abundant, it's dirt cheap, it can be made into supplement forms very inexpensively, such as zinc picolinate, or zinc acetate, or zinc gluconate. And from there, it can be widely consumed by people to boost up zinc levels so that people don't replicate the coronavirus in their own lung tissue. We should have a national program right now to manufacture and distribute free of charge zinc supplements to the entire population, along with good science-based guidelines of the proper daily doses of zinc. We should encourage people to, of course, talk with their physicians and naturopaths and so on, because personal health conditions may vary. But most Americans especially are zinc deficient, and it turns out that prescription drugs deplete the body of zinc. And I'm willing to bet that most of the people dying right now from coronavirus are people who are taking prescription drugs and are zinc deficient. We also know that symptoms of zinc deficiency almost perfectly match symptoms of COVID-19 infections as reported by emergency room physicians. From an article by Bill Sardi at lewrockwell.com, we see that the list of symptoms is almost identical. Dry cough, nausea, fever, back pain, abdominal discomfort, diarrhea, loss of smell, fatigue, atrial fibrillation. All of these symptoms that are being reported from COVID-19 infections are in fact the same symptoms of zinc deficiency. Furthermore, when we look at the prescription drug, which is a generic drug, off-patent drug, hydroxychloroquine, that drug works, and there are many small trials right now that show a very high cure rate, but it works by driving zinc into the cells, thereby blocking the RNA transcriptase replication of the coronavirus itself. So this combination of hydroxychloroquine plus zinc is the magic bullet, in my view, the cure for coronavirus. And hydroxychloroquine is available very inexpensively because it's off patent. And that's why Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about this. This is why the left-wing media has been censoring information about chloroquine as well as zinc. And this is why Democrat governors of several states have threatened to arrest doctors for prescribing hydroxychloroquine, even when it has been shown to work. Why do you think we are banned everywhere? Because we talk about real solutions. We give humanity hope to restore the economy, to save lives and end human suffering. Now, with masks and zinc, those are two out of the four things that we need in order to beat this virus. The third one I've already mentioned is hydroxychloroquine. So we need widespread production of this generic drug. And I believe this drug should be used in conjunction with trace levels of zinc. Chloroquine enhances zinc's functionality because chloroquine is what's called a zinc ionophore, which means it enhances the chemistry of zinc and how zinc goes into the cells and then has an efficacious effect blocking replication of RNA transcriptase-based viruses such as the coronavirus. So the fact that chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine enhances zinc's functionality almost begs for zinc supplementation at the same time that patients are being treated with hydroxychloroquine. Now, there's a point beyond which the replication of the virus in the body is impossible to control. And that point depends on the specifics of the underlying comorbidity factors in specific patients. But if you do good testing and you have these treatments widely available in hospitals and clinics and in the hands of doctors across the country, then you can get patients who are diagnosed onto these protocols very quickly. And you can save all sorts of lives, and you can also stop the replication of this virus in the population at large. The fourth component that we need in all this is the widespread availability of diagnostic testing kits and the testing of asymptomatic people. In other words, we need to test everyone who's going back to work. Over half of all infections are believed to come from these asymptomatic carriers. So if you don't identify them and isolate them specifically, that is, don't go to work because you have it, then they will continue to spread it in workplaces. Now, based on recent science, we know that the virus persists in the body at very high levels for up to 8 days after symptoms disappear from an infected person who is beating the infection. This information is available. We know the answers to this. Now we have to organize a national response that sets rules, such as, hey, everybody wear a mask, everybody take zinc, every person who was infected self-quarantine for 10 or 12 days afterwards just to make sure you don't reinfect other people. And everybody get tested if you're going back to work so that you don't become an asymptomatic carrier. With these four things in place, I believe we could end the lockdowns by the end of April. I believe we could get America back to work. And in fact, I think the entire world could get back to work, and we could basically halt the progression of this pandemic, just stop it in its tracks. But in order to do this, we have to end the stranglehold of Big Pharma. Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about zinc. Big Pharma doesn't even want you to talk about hydroxychloroquine because it's an off-patent drug that doesn't make billions or trillions of dollars for the drug giants. They want the vaccine money. They want the prescription drug money. They want more suffering and more death because that gives them more business. So because Big Pharma controls the media, we aren't getting the truth about this. We aren't told that cures exist right now. We aren't given encouragement for everyone in America to start taking a reasonable level of zinc to end all zinc deficiencies, which all by itself might break the cycle of viral replication. And if you combine that with masks and hydroxychloroquine and widespread testing, there's no question that you could end this. The economy roaring back to life, jobs restored, elections on schedule. But it requires ending Big Pharma's stranglehold on information, and it requires ending the censorship of voices like mine, naturalnews.com, the Health Ranger. I am more censored than almost anyone in Western civilization because I've told the truth about the dangers of vaccines, the heavy metals in vaccines, the toxicity of aluminum, And I also tell the truth about natural cures and nutrition to prevent chronic degenerative disease and now to prevent pandemics. This information can save humanity. And that is why it is being censored. Because Big Pharma and the communist Chinese that basically control the tech giants like Google and Facebook, they don't want America to survive this. They want to destroy America. The WHO is a puppet organization that repeats whatever propaganda they're handed by the communist Chinese. And the CDC is basically the marketing branch for the vaccine industry. The CDC will never tell you that zinc can stop infections or stop the replication of viruses. But you're never allowed to tell the truth about how to prevent disease or cure a pandemic because Big Pharma controls everything in society that determines what you are allowed to see or read or share or speak. Every death that occurs from this coronavirus is a death of ignorance. It's a death that did not need to happen because the drug industry is a death industry. The vaccine industry is a death industry. And the tech giants are all communist front groups pushing disinformation while censoring the truth because they hate humanity and they want to achieve depopulation. And this pandemic is how they hope to achieve it. And that's why they're censoring those of us who know how to beat this pandemic. We have the answers. And that's why we are censored. This has been a pandemic.news video report. If you want to live, read pandemic.news.